I said a couple of audio booths ago that I would look at the subject of psychology a little bit more and cover different issues. One aspect of human psychology that I think is quite interesting and we should be using more when it comes to our websites is that of curiosity. We are a curious species. We are into everything. We easily have our interest piqued. And you can draw someone a long way using curiosity. You've only got to look at a program like Lost, which strings you along week in and week out, just keeping you wondering what the answers are, where this is going, what's going on. Now, you walk a fine line when it comes to web design because you don't want to irritate people. They will walk away much quicker than they will do from a TV series like Lost. But there is still opportunities to use curiosity to draw people in. By giving them teasers as to, for example, a news story. If it's written well and the copy's great, then it'll draw people in to read the whole news story. Equally with your headlines and headings for things that you write about. Again, there are opportunities to tease the user and draw them in. Pull out quotes that you see a lot in magazines that take a little bit, you know, a controversial bit of the article and blow it up big and grab people's attention. Again, can be used as a way of drawing people in. There are lots of opportunities from imagery to copy to layout. To functionality, there are lots of opportunities to incorporate curiosity into our designs. So think about your own website. How can you use people's desire for curiosity to draw them in into the site a little bit more? How can you harness that aspect of human nature to really grab them and make your site stickier?